Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Okay. I think they're about ready. Let's go live.
Monstrous Radio.
So, hey, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live, Monstrous Radio MRL, if you use the hashtag. It is Monstrous Monday. We're going to do a lot of things tonight. We're going to give you a weekend review, what we had going on. I got some new music. We're going to go over the tragedy that happened with the great Nipsey Hussle. We're going to talk about that. We also got commentary, who's bumping who, who's getting fat. So, hey. We got a lot of show. You dig? I missed a lot of last week. I do apologize. So we might do a lot of talking tonight. But for now, before I get to just running off at the mouth, this is Miss Unbelievable. How you feeling tonight, Mama? Hello.
Hello, hello. You know, I'm really feeling down. I mean, I'm really feeling this Nipsey Hussle and Lauren London situation. Like, it is like straight on my heart. I can't shake it. So I'm feeling a little down right now.
Right, right. And so is a lot of people around the world. This is a big thing. This is not just like some typical rapper shooting type thing. And I'm not trying to degrade nobody, because nobody wants to be shot. Nobody should be shooting nobody. I'm just saying, but this is just not no ordinary everyday dude that just got caught up in some bullshit. You dig? So we're going to talk about that a little bit. I've seen a lot of stuff on the internet today over his death. Did you see stuff as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll be sharing it through Who's Bumping and Who's Getting Fat, the Gossip and the 10 News. That's all I got. And I'm going to just break it down from day to, you know, how he was shot, to the love of his life, till the conspiracies that is out there going down right now. So enjoy the show tonight.
Right.
It's going to be one of those ones that's going to be like, oh, what? Didn't hear about that. What? So, yeah, stay tuned. Call
right.
in. Let's hear what you got.
Okay. So, all right, let's go ahead and get it rolling. Matter of fact, out of respect, let's start it out with some Nipsey Hussle. Matter of fact, let's see. Let's go with this one right here. This is called Respect Your Passion, Monstrous Radio on a Monstrous Monday. We about to get into it. It starts right about, wait for it.
Now, while we're waiting,
you
hit us up, 424-243-9649.
Oh, my goodness.
Once again,
no, she did not. Just call me, you flatline. Make a master plan, watch it backfire. Burn it all down and collect the ash. Build it back. Respect your passion. Witness to some shit that you shouldn't see. Whisper to yourself what you wouldn't be. Victim to the block where your mama moved. Now your mind state is, I'ma do what I gotta do. It's really quite logical. If you was me, you wouldn't shoot at them if they just shot at you. No trust funds, but my daughter do. First generation out of store with Lou. My first record deal probably saved my life. So shout out to my nigga Draws and Johnny Shipes. My road dog doing 12 now. Trying to turn this shit to heaven cause we hellbound. Make a million cash for you flatline. Make a master plan, watch it backfire. Burn it all down and collect the ashes. Build it back, respect your passion. Hard for y'all to fathom that we came from that. Sitting in a spot we was shaving crack. Navy blue chucks, my Mercedes black. Gave it all I got, then it gave it back. 30 niggas grinding on the same street. 1,000 niggas dead from the same beef. Money to be made, but it get risky. Inside job if it look fishy. Niggas playing fair, tryna play it down. Say that they gon' kill him if he stay around. Say that they gon' book him, they just need a witness. Me, I'm tryna make an exit, all this politicking. Stop my mind drifting. Time ticking, death is in the air. I'm tryna bound over my visit. Shit rough, still ride with it. Round different, that's how I did it. You should make a million cash before you flatline. Make a master plan, watch it backfire. Burn it all down and collect the ashes. Build it back, respect your passion.
Nipsey. That's right. That's Nipsey Hussle right here. Respect your passion, Monstrous Radio, MRL. So I got another one by Nipsey. Now, a lot of people are doing moments of silence. I respect that. And if that's what you do, make sure you do it because it's really effective. But I want to start a moment of roar. If you're unhappy with the shit that happened to Nipsey, make some motherfucking noise. Don't be quiet. This is that bullshit that we be talking about.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked, I've been self-made from the dribble. I was been saying I'ma kill him. Nah. Playing no games with you niggas. Pop clutch, switch lanes on you niggas. Nah. I laid down the game for you niggas. Taught you how to charge more than what they pay for you niggas. On the whole thing for you niggas. Reinvest, double up, then explain for you niggas. It gotta be love. Run the city, it gotta be cut. Just for the pieces, I took off the Monopoly board. Hey, y'all niggas false claims, it gotta be fraud. Just keep the hood about your mouth and you gotta be charged. I doubled up, tripled up, nigga what? Banged on the whole game, I ain't give a fuck. Nobody tripping, handle business, got my digits up. And when I drop, you know I'm about to fuck it up. It was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked, come through fly. No cosign, I ain't need radio to do mine. I done fine, and I take my time and take my tribe. Every level that I crossed in this game, like state lines, it was visionary. Either I'm genius or you niggas scared. Maybe it's both in this balance I deliver daily. For every nigga in these streets trying to feed the babies. The single mama's working hard not to miss a payment. And dirty money get washed on royalty statements. Black owners in this game are powerful races. Young niggas in the set just doing it makeshift. Out the garage, how you end up in charge, it's how you end up in penthouses, end up in cars, it's how you start off a curse server, end up a boss, it's how you win the whole thing and lift up a cigar with sweat dripping down your face, cause the mission was
last time that I checked,
it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next.
Last time that I checked, I got the front and in the back. We on the way and that's a fact. This real, this ain't rap. Where everybody wanna act pro-black. The last lie you heard, this ain't that. Just that, I did. Made it out the gutter shit. Nip told you fuck the middle man. I told you fuck a bitch. Fuck wearing they clothes, I wear my own shit. Y'all get on y'all label, I own my own, bitch. Ayy, hey, I remember all that game you throw me. Don't fuck around and get played by the label owners. Talk that shit to these niggas, Adrian Broner. But secure the window, don't let the game push. Cause when this game over, it's when the game over. And all they do is play the game till this game over. And you be giving game like a big brother mission. Never let them take it from us.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked.
Nipsey, the eye check it. I got one more to play. You dig? I got one more to play, and then we're going to open up the line. 424-243-9649. We're going to get into the rest of the show. This one right here, we just going to drop it. I love one of the great things about Nipsey is, you know, I followed Nipsey since the beginning of his career. You know, like how people follow athletes, I follow Nipsey in the beginning. In the beginning, you know, Nipsey, they was comparing Nipsey to Snoop. They was calling him the new Snoop Dogg way, way back in the day. You dig? Well, we're going to talk about him some more. But one of the great things about him was he was doing things that was uniting Bloods and Crips. You feel me? So all right, here's something with him being a Crip and YG, a Blood, doing something conscious. Because they saying that's why they got him. He was a little too
fuck
conscious.
Down, try. Fuck
yeah.
Donald Trump. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
I like white folks, but I don't like you. All the niggas in the hood wanna fight you. Surprised El Chapo ain't tried to snipe you. Surprised the nation of Islam ain't tried to find you. Have a rally out LA, we gon' fuck it up. Home of the ride and the king ride, we don't give a fuck. Black students ejected from your rally. What? I'm ready to go right now, your racist ass did too much. I'm about to turn Black Panther. Don't let Donald Trump win, that nigga cancer. He too rich, he ain't got the answers. He can't make decisions for this country, he gon' crash us. No, we can't be a slave for him. He got me appreciating nobody way more. Hey, Donald, and everyone that follows, you gave us your reason to be president, but we hate
you. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
Nigga, am I tripping? Let me know. I thought all that Donald Trump bullshit was a joke. Know what they say when rich niggas go broke. Look, Reagan sold coke. Obama sold hope. Donald Trump spent his trust fund money on the vote. I'm from a place where you probably can't go. Speaking for some people that you probably ain't know. This pressure built up and it's probably gonna blow. And if we say go, then they probably gonna go. You vote Trump, then you probably on dope. And if you like me, then you probably ain't know. And if you been in jail, you could probably still vote. If we let this nigga win, we gon' probably feel broke. You build walls, we gon' probably dig holes. And if your ass do win, you gon' probably get smoked,
fuck
nigga.
Fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck you.
Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
Yeah.
Hold up, I fuck with Mexicans, got a plug with Mexicans. When a little need a switch, who I call Mexican. This Comedy Central ass nigga come be the president. Hold up, Nip, tell the world how you fuck with Mexicans.
It wouldn't be the USA without Mexicans, and if it's time to team up, shit, let's begin. Black love, brown pride, and assess again. White people feel the same as my next kin. Let this nigga win, God bless the kids.
God bless the kids, this nigga wicked and weird. When me and Nip link, that's Bloods and Crips. When your LA rally, we gon' crash your shit.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
Yeah, it's YG and Nipsey Hussle right here on Monstrous Radio Live on a Monstrous Monday. There's a lot of things going on right now. You just sent something to the studio. What was it? Is something going on live right now?
Yeah, something's going live right now. They are marching where he got shot at. They are they're going and showing their solidarity to them. Hundreds
mm-hmm.
of people are gathered outside the clothing store, in Hyde Park. I'm sharing it on the Monstar page, so if you want to go check it out, it is on there. Yeah.
Right. Right. Okay. And if you're looking for it on Facebook, if you're not already a Monstar, T-H-E-M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z, you'll see a picture of the three of us, me, Miss Unbelievable, and Jazzy B, and it'll say the Monstars. That's how you know it's the actual page. So, that's a big thing going on right now. Yeah. Apparently, this rally's been pretty much building all day long. There's a lot of love going out for Nipsey right now. And there's a lot of controversy behind it, saying what it could be and what it could be behind. So we'll get into our who's bumping who, who's getting fat, and then we'll jump into the whole Nipsey thing here in a little bit, give people a little more time to call in. So, what else we got on the entertainment news for tonight? Who else we going to clown, or who are we going to clown?
It's pretty much him, but there's just a few people that, you know, they... So I know you guys know that Jesse Smollett has been let go by, has not been charged, so he's let go, you know, they're not going to charge him. But they're wanting him to pay money back to the city, up to like $300,000+. And
oh, wow.
They said if he don't pay it by a certain day, they're going to try to bring charges up on him for that again. And also, because he didn't get charged, they're saying that it's going to be impossible for R. Kelly to make a plea deal now because they're not going to let two black men go. So.
Oh. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And R. Kelly's lawyer was arrested by the FBI for racketeering and bribery. Oh.
What the fuck? Like, okay. I'm gonna let it be. This is some shit they found out that he must have been doing in the past. Because ain't no way, like, he was doing this shit yesterday. You know what I mean? He know R. Kelly and the investigators, his ass is being looked at, too. You dig? So, I mean, damn. Okay. Okay, they're burning the whole motherfucking block down. Anything. We want you, your manager, and Jesse. We're taking all you motherfuckers. Okay. Okay. But, yeah, like, at first I was kind of confused. And, like, even now I'm kind of confused on the Jesse Smollett case when you say about they're talking about bringing him up on charges. At first I was like, how can they do that? You know what I mean? But I guess that's the law. You know, I mean, I understand it after somebody explained it to me. They was like, it's because, you know, you can't keep or you can't do a false police report. If you do a false police report and they find out that, you know, that you did do it, crying wolf, they're going to charge you with the cost of the investigation to do it. So, you know, and the part that gets me now, you say it's $300,000? That's what they said, $300,000?
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. But this is the crazy thing. This is the crazy thing about them is that there's really not no leg to stand on. I mean, unless they take him to court, they have to sue him for it civilly. So who's going to sue him civilly for it? The city? Okay, so now that it ain't like they have to make him hurry up and pay because there's a certain amount, he still gets due justice. So they can say that how much he owes. They can try to put him in jail, but he's going to get out for the simple fact you got to try him for it. You got to get your money and go to civil court like everyone else. You just can't say, oh, you owe the city, and bam, we got to pay you. If you're suing them for it and you want your money, you got to go through the processes as well.
Right, right. Yeah,
so,
I think it was like before, it was like 100,000+, some 100, like maybe 125 or something like that. So now I'm like, damn, what they adding on to?
Yeah.
Okay. They must
add a little bit
lawyer.
Everything. A
right,
little bit
right,
everything.
Right. Wow, wow. So.
And then,
okay.
You know, there was the NCAA awards last night, and Chris Rock went in on him. So he ain't getting off early. I haven't saw the skit. I was meant to go see it, But, yeah, and I guess it didn't sit right with the crowd, so he didn't get the reaction that he wanted. So, yeah.
Right, right. Well, I mean, sometimes, I mean, I know what comedians do. Comedians always going to push the line. Comedians are like our last defense to me when it comes to talking about political issues and things that really need to be discussed. You know what I mean? They bring it in a funny manner, but it's something that still needs to be discussed. But I think at this point with the whole Jesse thing, I mean, the more you talk about it, the more you're feeding into, we'll just say hypothetically, if some people probably, if you believe he did it for the publicity, you get what I'm saying? Now you're talking about it all the time. You bring it up on national, blah, 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 and you're Chris Rock and you're feeding, I'm not going to say you're feeding into it, but you're feeding it. You're feeding it. You know what I mean? And either way it goes.
Absolutely.
I mean, let's just, if we're gonna ostracize him, let's just do that. Let's not try to bring him down. Okay, yeah, he screwed up. A lot of people screw up. Some people do some dumb shit. Come on now. There's a lot of people out there, y'all done a lot more dumb shit than what he did. He's just a big public person. And the shame is a lot harder when you're a public figure. Get it? I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do we got to shame him on the way out? Really?
Well, they're saying that he won't be shamed because they're saying he's covered by the LGBT, you know, family. Like, they will take care of their own, and they're viewing him as bringing awareness to what's going on in their life. So they're going to protect him regardless. So they're like, are the, you know, the LGBT community got rank now? Because it's very rare where a regular black man to do that would got off. We're talking about FBI.
Right.
We're talking about many hours of the Chicago police. We're talking, let that have been a regular Joe off the street. All 50 charges would have stayed. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's keep it real.
And they're
what he got, what he's acting for, he only going to get some scary movie. The old Wayans spoof movie, that's the only movie he going to be in. And they going to spoof his ass.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I'm just saying, my bad. Go ahead.
No, I think that he's going to still rise to the occasion because people don't care really what he did. Because they're trying to say it was for the awareness of his community. His community is definitely going to take care of him. They're definitely going to make sure that he get in something. Otherwise, what they're going to start saying, oh, you're just using this against him. He should have opportunities to still be able to act, sing, whatever. So his music and his popularity is not going to go nowhere because they deem him as someone who sacrificed his life for the cause.
Right, right. Well, I mean, to each their own opinion on the situation, but I even think the LGBT community, I even think they got it because I'm going to keep it 100. If this was reversed, us as a community would be in an uproar. No matter if you be in an uproar too. Now, imagine if this was, I'm not even going to try to use somebody's name because that's almost like slander, but we'll say this was a white actor. And he paid two guys to beat him up. And he said, they beat him up and said, Black Lives Matter. Where will we be today with this? You can't lie and call racial wolf and just be taken care of. That shit's not cool. Not on either side. You dig? That shit could start wars in the streets. People would die over you playing around like that, if that's the situation. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, the courts would decide whether he was right or wrong or whatever, whatnot, but and even them, even some, he has to be chastised for that part alone. Thing. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, it'd probably be a small chastisement that doesn't make a dent, and it'll just say, don't do this again, let's go about it a different way. That's probably about it.
Right. Okay. So, all right, what else we got over there?
The rest is all Nipsey.
Oh, okay. Well, I got one I want to put in there. Seeing that we did play that YG track, I should have brought it in right away. When it's talking about Donald Trump, he's talking about, and I promise Mexico, or I promise we will build a wall, and Mexico will pay for it. Well, here,
yeah.
How many years in his term, Mexico is like, we don't know what the fuck you're talking about, what the fuck you mean. And I don't know if you guys heard now, but he's talking about shutting down the whole fucking border to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how are you going to shut down the whole border, bruh? I mean, you're not even a bruh, dude. Dog, not even, see, my dog looked at me like, don't call him one of us. But I'm just saying, how are you going to shut down the whole Mexican border? Really? How? You going to build a wall? I mean, what you going to do? Just imagine
you
can't come and they ain't going to come. I mean, how do you do that? I don't know.
I know he was saying that he's going to add some more people to the border, and that Border Patrol was, you know, all for it. But he's starting to realize that we import and export from them. So it's going to hurt the economy yet again in a different way. So if he does that, and, you know, a lot of people go down there to drink or whatever, it'll be interesting to see how it's truly going to affect. He's trying to say the Mexican government is saying he doesn't feel like they're doing enough, but then the Mexican government is saying what they're working on, they have programs that's keeping Guatemalans and all them out of their country. So it's like, they're like, what do you expect us to do when we're having border control issues as well? So I don't understand their damn job. I mean, the folks here don't do shit. So why are you getting mad at them because they coming in and doing their job and bringing it back to their country when we just don't give a fuck about our country? Stop playing. Who going to do the work? Who going to do the work? He's sitting
right,
there like,
right. So, yeah. So, wow. All right. So he's going to try to. Yeah. All he's going to do is create a new hustle. That's all he's going to do. He's going to create a new hustle now. Motherfuckers will be out there talking about, I got that agave tequila. Just smuggled in this morning. It is. Just smuggled in this. That's all. Shit, it ain't going to stop nothing. It's going to make a hustle a little greater. Stimulate this kind of thing, hustle-wise. It is. I'm just saying.
No, what he probably going to do is when he stop being president, he going to buy them motherfuckers off and then open up that.
Good damn point. Yeah. All right, so let's leave Trump alone. And let's get into, you know, the whole Nipsey Hussle thing that tragically happened. Okay, what do you got on the entertainment news on the Nipsey situation?
Okay, so let's start from the beginning I'm going to start here because this is a good starting spot. So Nipsey Hussle today was supposed to be involved in the gang violence summit with the LAPD, okay? He was supposed to be him and Roc Nation were supposed to be meeting with the LA Police Commissioner, Steve Saburoff. About 3 months ago, they coordinated this summit, and it was to talk about gang violence as a way to prevent in L.A., especially in the Crenshaw District neighborhood. He was trying to keep, you know, combine the Crips and the Bloods together and really make them powerful within themselves to put the guns down and to start running their own businesses. It was scheduled to happen today, but in honor, they still have a summit, but they didn't have his voice at the summit. They felt the sadness of his life, and that was one other thing that he was doing in L.A. that they was like, okay, right? So that was planned for today.
I love how you're so informative. Sorry. I love how you're so informative because that was my little secret piece information on something that was going on in Nipsey. Oh, I love how you bring all the deep grit. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So as we know, that's just a little piece, but as we know, like, everybody, all his homies that is close to him are talking. So T.I., you know, he's talking, and he's like, this is the case versus U.S. versus U.S. And his view and his lens is it's black on black. It's people trying to destroy you precisely because they recognize your power, not because they don't see it, but because they see it and they don't want it to exist. So they would send his power, the United States versus the United States, or, you know, California versus Nipsey, saying that, okay, they destroyed, the city's being destroyed by the gangs, and the power that he has behind his neighborhood, you want the neighborhood to kill him instead of the United States killing him. So he says the guy who pulled the trigger was probably trapped in the mindset, hating to someone from his block or someone who looks like him advancing in life. The sad part, that's exactly the kind of person Nipsey tried to uplift, that one who didn't see themselves as worthy, but Nipsey was the one, no, you are. So T.I. breaks down, saying that the senseless crime is a point of jealousy, envy, as possible motives, but it's deeper than that. It goes deeper to the U.S. not being able to control the city when he was around. Now they can go back and get control of it again. So that's T.I.'s lens from it.
Right. Right, right. Yeah, I respect that. I respect that. I agree with them. I agree with them. Because I've seen a lot of stuff. You know, I did my research before I came on, looking at a lot of stuff from a lot of different people, you know, saying stuff about the whole Nipsey incident. And I didn't share one that I did find. I did find a clip of supposed to be some guy leaving the scene, claiming he was a guy who killed Nipsey, and that's kind of basically what he was saying. Even the other guy was like, can you be for real? Like, are you serious? Why would you be on Instagram Live right now saying these things? And he was like, everybody there seen my face, so on and so forth. I didn't share it. Just personal reasons. Like, I also seen some clips of stuff with Nipsey laying there. I would never share nothing like that because I wouldn't disrespect his family. It ain't nobody wants to see their family member going across social media when they died and took their last breath. It ain't anybody who did that. You need to be thumped in your forehead. Don't do that. That's shit cool on any level. It is. But that's basically what this young guy has said that claims he had did it. He was saying basically he walked up to Nip, said he was from. Nip said what said he was from. He was like, okay, I'm from. It was another Crip set. And he said he opened up on him and dipped out. I hope that, you know, dude is just lying because, we know the tragedy, but I mean, damn. On some bullshit like that. What if it was on some, but we'll get it was. And this is the reason why I say that. I'm hoping it's false, but if it is false, just think right now, how many other senseless killings go down this same way that this guy says that he's supposed to have took down Nip? Just think about it. How many other senseless killings happen the same exact way? We say we're going to put the guns down this summer. Let's do it for real.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because look what we're destroying. Somebody who can uplift us as a pull. Somebody who's trying to do it. Anybody who steps out here knows. You dig? I was asked to step out here before to be a leader. And you know what I told them? I said, I can't do it. Why? Because of that same shit that happened in this. When you step out there, you step out there. That's why your people are supposed to protect you. Mm-hmm. Nothing's supposed to happen to you, especially where you're at. Nothing's supposed to happen to you. You have to be protected by your people. Because when you step out there, that's what you do. Especially when you step out there for us, right now, you step out there, you're a target automatically. You're a target. They're going to come for you one way or another. If they can't take you down one, they're going to find another. It is, and that's where the conspiracy theories come in from. Now, the conspiracy theories?
Yes. So,
okay, what you got?
So they're saying because he was doing a documentary on Dr. Shabib, and Dr. Shabib was the one who, you know, brought us light to the United States. There's a cure. They're not trying to have it. You know, different things like that. So they're saying that this, that film, that documentary, would bring light on the government, bring light on what we eat and different things like that. So once again, it's another theory about it. Nick Cannon vows to keep this legacy alive. Nick Cannon vows to finish the documentary about it. And it's spreading the message of controversial herbalists who planned, I mean, it was like, it was planned to be released on March 31st, 2019, but he was good. I mean, all these things was just them shutting him down from getting the message out that this world is killing us. There's a spiritual warfare that's going on. It's real. Protect your spirit. Protect your community. Your words, your steps, walk always. That should be solid, because what you eat, what you put in your body, make sure you know, because the government is slowly trying to kill you off. So the words from that they were saying that from Mr. Sabib speaking on the curing of AIDS and 13 patients, they're saying that his message was about to be given out. Nipsey was, oh, hell no. So who did they pay off that didn't like him in the gang that was able to, because he was so just free at his spot where they came up to him, who they pay? Who did they pay that black male to shoot him with no regards besides just him? So.
Right, right. Yeah. Very sensitive. Yeah, and the one you talk about, the doctor. This is the doctor, if you guys remember. It's the guy who said he could cure AIDS, lupus, leukemia, so on and so forth. The government came into his place of business, arrested him, took him off to jail, charged him. He represented himself and won. You dig? They tried to charge him with what? Malpractice, practicing without a doctor license. What else they said? They said false accusations.
Fraud, I think. Fraudulent.
Yeah, that he could cure AIDS and all these other things, lupus and things like that. And he won. He proved his case. He did. Now, some people would, if you ask some people on the doctor himself, they'll say his death was a controversial thing. Because they said his big thing was the pharmaceutical companies. That's where they say his battle was, with the pharmaceutical companies, because he was showing that basically what they're doing is they're making money off of just prolonging what you have instead of curing it. So he said he had the cure, And Nipsey was putting together the documentary movie to, you know, enlighten us all on the doctor's life and what he was all about. That, and also, like you said, the gang summit. These are very powerful things to help turn people around. He was pulling together, like, there's a big movement. People don't know it, but there's a big movement going on to bring the Crips and the Bloods together. Like, here's one thing. Did you know that they have a Crip and Blood soda pop? Yep, they have a Crip and Blood soda pop.
I think soda pop, don't they got chips? Well, they got like a whole bunch of snacks.
Okay. I'm not for sure about the chips and the other stuff. But I did see stuff on the pop, and things like that. You know, to help unite, help bring money to the communities, and things like that. So, you know, there's a big, powerful thing, and some people are like, I don't get it, but look at Bob Marley, Dr. Martin Luther King, a lot of people that are doing things to try to change the mindset of the malice, I'll call it, malice ways. It seems to be they get taken out.
Mm-hmm.
People say
Absolutely.
They want to change the world, but, I mean, what are we doing? Because every time we get somebody who really stands up, they're gone. They're not here very long. You know what I mean? So, it's like...
Yeah. The interesting thing is the death of the truth. No one wants to know the truth.
Ooh.
So you got to die to hear the truth. Like, who's going to die for the truth? And to whose truth are you going to die for? Let that marinate.
Right.
But, so, also they're saying that Nipsey Hussle's murder happened in the view of a nearby surveillance camera, and the footage
mm-hmm.
could give police a lead in search for the gunman. Of course, TMZ, they are just hound dogs, boy. They obtained the footage adjacent to the clothing spot. The
mm-hmm.
actual shooter is hard to make out, but they see the victim collapsing, and they're saying it's someone in his camp. So it's someone that he knew. Because let's just keep it real. You're a rapper. You got a piece. You're not standing there not being, you know what I'm saying? So it definitely
mm-hmm.
has to be someone that he either knew, they were saying, someone in his crew. Two others were shot. It's like a 2019 Biggie and Pac story. And what they're saying is it can't be. So y'all got to solve this one because we can't have a 2019 Pac story. 2019 Pac and Biggie story, where it's almost like the same exact death, like for real.
Right.
Are we
right.
serious? Like, is this what it looked like? Where I not, and of course Pac and Biggie's was somebody to know because you're not gonna get up on me that close without me feeling some type of that fight or flight. You know, are you supposed to be here? You see what I'm saying? We got that instinct inside
right.
of us to know. So for that person to get that close up on him like that, had to know him. Had to have known him. Had to have known the crew. Either somebody that he knew or somebody that, you know, he was trying to bring truce with. But once again,
mm-hmm.
why? Why death? Why choose
right.
death? Why wouldn't you just allow him to let the word come forth and then see where it goes? Why choose death? Because you ain't getting paid for it. You're just a sucker getting ready to get put to jail and about to, you were just a pawn that they used to once again get rid of someone who was making a difference in your community that took probably the food out your mama or your sister or your brother's mouth now. Why?
Right. And it's like there is no rep that you get for that.
No.
You understand me? Like some people, like they say, people do think there's no rep, no title, no trophy type entity of any kind, status of any way that you would get from this. Our whole community is gonna look at you foul, like. And then you got the whole West Coast community within itself. Where you going to go, bro? Who going to give you a title? Who going to give you praise for that bullshit? Yeah. I'm just in awe right now. Like, when I heard it, I was just like, nah.
Right.
Nah.
But he's not the first person that was killed for movement. We had Sam Cooke. We had, like you said, Martin.
Mm.
We had Malcolm X. We had so many that when they voiced that they were shut down because they were coming after the big folks. They were coming after the ones that who makes the call. Who calls considers himself God, but they're getting close. So either they're going to get you or you're going to kill yourself. But in the process, Nipsey left. He left Lauren London. He left his daughter. He left his son. So now she's without. She's without. I'm pretty sure she didn't think when she kissed her man goodbye that that would have been the last time that she would see her man. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one of the things, the hardest thing, you know, that relationships go through when your significant other is in that type of lifestyle. You have to say to yourself, baby, you know, you gotta, there's no preparation for that. Like, this may be the last time I see you. So how can your heart take that? Like, my heart goes out for her because I know that, you know, it's hard to find that one love that got your heart forever, and now he's gone forever. And now she's there with her son and the daughter that she got to raise alone. No, it's going to be hard for someone to fill those shoes because that was her soulmate for her. And every day we take for granted who your soulmate is. You put them on the side, oh, I got another day, or oh, I got another day. We don't know we have another day. He thought he had another day to complete his life, but he didn't. She thought she had another time with him, but she don't. But us as, you know, regular folks, we take a day and be like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll wait. She'll be there. Oh, she'll be there. Instead of just living that life together. Now, she ain't even probably going to be able to make no arrangement because she ain't his wife. So now she got to sit there and pray and hope the family do her right because he didn't make her his wife because he thought he had another day or some other time. It's sad.
I always see her as Nipsey's woman, though. You did. If nothing else, mama. You did.
Absolutely. We all will.
Yeah. Here's something I posted in the monstersradio.com. It's got a picture of Nipsey and her together. And I think it's a great thing. And fellas, I know sometimes we be like, damn, leave me alone. This right here goes out for us. It says, dear black man, this is why we call 100 times when you don't answer. This is why we're so overprotective. This is why we keep close watch on who you call friends. This is why we're all in your business. At the end, we take the biggest loss when they take you from us. Wow. Mm-hmm. It is. And they got a picture of her and him sitting together. That's deep right there.
Absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay,
and then there was another one that they were talking about, because this is a love in general, because on top of this, it was a love story. On top of it, it was a dad. On top of this, it was a truth. Like, he had so much layers to his life. Who had that many layers? And they're like, oh, he's an upcoming rapper. Now, he's been here for 10 years. He's been doing his thing on the raps for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But he just stopped from being quiet, and then he went into the open. He stopped from being behind the shadows and came out. And they're like, who is he? He was someone making a difference, decided to stay behind the scenes to make that impact when he came out. And when he came out, it made a difference, and they were scared of him. They were scared. That's all I have on the Nipsey for who's bumping who, who's getting fives.
Right. Okay. Man, it got me feeling some kind of way over here. I'm just saying. So, all right, let me see. I really don't got nothing to play. It is to follow that. I did play the tracks that I do have in here with Nipsey on them. I wish I had some more over here. You dig? I had some other lined up to be loaded up in the next couple of weeks, you know, because like you said, we are expecting them to be here. So, let me see. I don't think this new Iggy a fit right now. Let me go with this new Ice Cube. Let me see. I got some
and then
Ice Cube up here.
when he puts me on YouTube, I'll come back and then I'll tell you guys about my good deed of the day. And this unbelievable good deed of the day.
I know. When I seen it, I was like, what can you dig it?
Can I get you something?
She mofo butter laying me to the bone, jacking me up. Tight me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Just hang loose, blood. You better catch up on the rebound out of medicine.
I'm a bell bottoms on with my cherry in scent, my tailor made slacks with the dick print, my afro picked with the black fist. I'm Jim Brown, bitch, kung fu kick, platform shoes out the mothership. Talk shit, swallow, spit. I'm a pimp, white walls and a black leather coat. Where's my bread? So grab your water throat. Calling all cars, one Adam 12. Pretty ass nigga, you better stick yourself militant. Don't call me Cassius, die chic. I got to be the blackest. I'm Isaac Hayes with a switchblade. I'm Rodney Allen Rippy, come fuck with me. I'm just trying to tell ya, young blood, best respect your elders.
Right on.
I'm coming straight from the 70s. Super fly in my perm and my leather bees. I'm coming straight from the 70s. Super fly in my perm and my leather bees.
Showing up.
I'm coming straight from the 70s. Old school player, fuck what they telling me. I'm coming straight from the 70s. Old school player, fuck what they telling me.
House parties, pop locking in, picking starter jackets. Got my Jerry Curl dripping, gang banging. Yeah, blood and crippin', 40 ounce sipping, 6'4 dipping. No shoestrings, nigga, say word. I'm Magic Johnson, you Larry Bird.
Damn.
The day they blew up a rocket, I was looking at my beeper with a rock in my pocket slinging.
Double up.
Michael Jackson versus Prince, Atari 2600, I done it. See that fat gold chain, nigga, run it. I got my Jimmy hat on, cause I don't want it. Mike Tyson, who's my opponent? Quick as Carl Lewis, be back in a moment. I won't shoot you, nigga, I might nuke you, nigga. And my DeLorean, back to the future, nigga.
Fresh.
I'm coming straight from the 80s, with my Jerry Curl and my Mercedes. I'm coming straight from the 80s with my Jerry Curl and my Mercedes.
Word up.
I'm coming straight from the 80s with my fat gold chain for the ladies. I'm coming straight from the 80s with my fat gold chain for the ladies.
Man, you know what I'm sporting. A short haircut, everything Jordan. That's right, a nigga played on the dream team. I had to let him know that it's a G thing. It's a black thing, you wouldn't understand. Shaquille O'Neal, the real Superman. Boy, I hit like Roy. Versace, Versace to all the real deep boys. In a crack spot with a laptop. Bumping that Biggie, Smalls, and Tupac. French braid and weed heads. Where all these niggas come from with these dreads. And during Y2K, I had a bootleg DVD watching Friday. Yeah, yeah. So what I'm trying to tell ya, pump your brakes, respect your elders.
Baby, baby.
I'm coming straight from the 90s. I keep it gangster, gutter and crimey. I'm coming straight from the 90s. I keep it gangster, gutter and crimey.
For sure.
I'm coming straight from the 90s. Triple OG, you know where to find me. I'm coming straight from the 90s. Triple OG, you know where to find me.
Fresh.
For 2018.
I'm a gangbanger from Los Angeles. I've been to jail, fighting, partying, low riding. But you learn as you get older, you must become a man one day and put away childish things.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? I mean, I know we play like. You know, I know we try to play the newer cuts, but I should have played this one right here. I'm just saying, that's what I should have played. I should have played that with the Ice Cube. Yeah, I mean, just because of the vibe, motherfuckers out here, today's age, y'all got to check yourself before you wreck all of us. Just say it like that. Check yourself before you wreck all of us.
Well, maybe go out with that. Maybe let's go out with that. But
okay, I'm gonna keep that one queued up.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us about your good deed, because I was like, the fuck? Did you say you did a good? Oh, it is what it is. I think it must have been something real petty.
I do good deeds. Don't do me. Like, don't do me. Miss Unbelievable does good deeds every day. Every day.
Okay.
You heard me? Every day. Okay.
We'll see.
But this, what? Ooh,
this is our episode.
The shade.
For all you old school people out there, y'all know what I'm talking about. This is our episode of Monstrous Radio. Believe it or not, the TV series, believe it or not, here we go. Okay, what do we
all
got?
All right, so we going to do believe it or not, but your ass going to need a good deed. I'm going to be like, no, but anyway, hater.
Petty. Petty.
As you. So I was driving, going to drop my granddaughter off because I was late for a meeting. And the meeting was that I needed to go to was I'm doing a clothing and food drive, another good deed, for my kids at school who are don't have clothes and who needs food when we go home on the weekends or when we are on our spring break. So I was on my way there, and then I was driving, and I'm looking at this lady trying to pick up this heavier set guy to get him back in the car. And I'm looking, and I'm still driving. I'm like, is this for real? Like, no. And then so I was about to turn the corner, and down to the street that my mother lives on, it's blocked off. And so I'm like, okay. So I hear guys say, turn around. They need help. So I go back and I turn around and I park and I said, do you need some help? And they're like, yes, we do. I was like, so do you? I said, okay. So me and her, this guy is about good 250, 60, 70, 300 pounds. So I grab one arm and she grabbed the other. Now, this is an old lady. She ain't, and he dead weight. He's dead weight. And so we try to lift him. I'm lifting, and she ain't, and her side ain't going no damn well. I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to need you to back up. I said, just get in the car, back up, and put the door closer. Because if we got the door closer, then we can pull up, you know, put him in. So
this
I thought about it.
This is a situation.
This is a situation. And he's sitting there. I'm like, okay, move your feet back before she can get real, real close. And so I'm thinking to myself, we still ain't going to get it. So I flagged another car down, and the guy stopped. I was like, hey, we need your help. And he was like, okay. So he gets out, and I was like, and I opened the door back, and I was like, okay, now move your feet back this way. And then I looked at the man, and I said, on three. So we're like, one, two, three. When I tell you this man, it was nothing but dead weight. And me and him had to hoist. And then we had to hoist him up again, and he was like, oh, my God, because he said, y'all, I ain't got no strength, so y'all going to have to lift me. I can't help y'all. So we're talking a big old man, talking about I can't help y'all. And I was like, Lord, give me strength from the heavens, because this man is big. And so we lifted him up, and then we walked him to his car, like, was real close, so we put him to the car. And then the lady gives me this big hug, and she says, thank you. He got dizzy, and he fell. Now, mind you guys, I just did CPR, and I was fucking around in it. I was...
Oh, shit, hold on. Let me get that shit out of here. Hold on. Show's over, technically. All right, go ahead.
So I was fucking around in my my first aid and all that, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I almost had to use that. And I was like, let me stop taking things for play. But then, so I got in my car, gave him a hug, told everybody goodbye, and my grandbaby goes, Mama, did that man fall down? And I said, yes, he fell down. And she goes, oh, no. Is he okay? And I was like, no, he hurt himself. She goes, oh, no. But mommy helped good people? Did mommy help people? And I was like, mommy helped people. And she was like, okay. Mommy helped people? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, baby girl, you can help people too if they fall down. And she was like, okay. She was like, okay. And I was like, it's never too late to let them see you do good deeds so they can get inside them. So now she's got in her mind that she went into the house, mama helped people because the man fell down. And that's in her mind now that she can help when someone falls down. And so for me, it starts at a young age to give back. And so I implanted something in her right now so she knows if someone falls down, she can help them get them up. And I was like, okay, God, you're saying stuff where we can no longer just sit there and not help someone when they see a man, you know, or down. This Nipsey, like I said, hustle hit me real hard because I know the man that I'm in love with, if anything happened to him, I'm gonna really need someone to pick me up because I ain't gonna be able to, you know, like literally stand if anything would happen. So I get it. I get the atmosphere. You know, a lot of people are killing. It's close to the summertime, so we really got to get out here and talk to our kids and tell them that ain't the way to go. Killing ain't the way to go. What do you need? So once again, I'm doing a clothing and food drive. You can drop the food off on 3900 Thomas. Robin Wellness Center, and it's for my babies who are hungry, need clothes, need food. You can donate. It's from 10 to 6, and we'll be doing it from the 1st to the 12th. This is one of my things that I do. It's my birthday month, so I'm giving back all the things that God gave to me in these 45 years.
Okay. Now, this clothing drive, is it like new stuff? Is it got to be all new stuff or?
No, we have a we're working with a dry cleaners, and we're taking clothes, we're taking hygiene stuff, we're taking anything, we're taking towels, anything, because sometimes the kids come in and they stink, and we have a shower so they can shower. We need toothpaste, toothbrush. We just need everything because the babies live, half of them live in a shelter and they don't have. So I want to be able to give them, you know, that sense of pride so they don't have to walk around smelling. They don't have to walk around not having. And they can pick and choose now a few outfits to wear just besides that one that they wear twice or three times a week.
Right. Okay. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to have me a double bag. I got some clothes over here. That'd be perfect for some people that, you know, slightly used stuff. You know what I mean? Some good jeans. Mm-hmm. Yes, jeans. True Religion jeans.
Yep.
Matter of fact, I even got some Gucci shoes I want to donate because I ain't never going to wear them motherfuckers. Fuck Gucci. donate them motherfuckers to something.